the quiz. Does the first one need parentheses?
No.
Does the second one need parentheses?
No.
What about the third one?
Yes.
Well, on the third one, you can have A and B, or C and D. Okay, if you want to, you can put parentheses around the A and B and around the C and D, but do you have to?
No.
Because ands get resolved before ors. So it's going to resolve this one first, this second, and the or third. So in fact, you don't need parentheses. If you think parentheses make it clearer, throw them in. There's nothing wrong with the parentheses, but you don't need them. What about a number four?
No parentheses.
No parentheses. Because again, in number four, we have A and B or C. So it will resolve the and first and then the or, right? Number five, you need parentheses. Okay, it says A being true, so it's A or B and C, right? Do you need parentheses to do that? No. If you want to, you can put parentheses around the B and C, and that's 30. But, in fact, ands get resolved before ors, so it resolves that like that. Okay. Number six, do you need parentheses?
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's A and B or C. And if I left it like that, A and B would resolve and C would stand alone. So I need to have parentheses around the B or C. So it is A and either. Either usually implies parentheses. Now, could I have done this another way so I didn't need parentheses? I could have done this with A and B or A and C. Think back to that you looked at in 120, and there were places where you were using access and filling in the user thing, and you'd have the A on both lines, and then B on one line and C on the other, so that would read as A and B, or B A and C. Yeah.
That would be considered a compound. The one before that was a compound, like the way you wrote it, A and
yeah. I don't know.
That's a month.
I don't know what you want to call it.
Oh,
so basically, again, if you go back to access, they would put on, if I had condition A, B, and C, I would put it like this. So A had to be true, so it was under both of them, and then either B or C. And that can be written A and B or A and C. Okay, so it can be written either way. Okay, so we ended up doing the quiz partially in class. I don't know if everybody finished it or not. And the in-class didn't get done because we couldn't get it to download correctly. So the in-class has now become do it at home, and the quiz has become we worked on in class. So we flipped them. Okay, so now what I want to do...
We wanted us to copy and paste our queries on
on word in the video?
Yes. Okay, so now I get to go in here and the smart board, clear ink. Ta-da, it worked. Okay, so now on the in class, what I said is, I want you to play computer and show me the output, what you think would be generated. And I'm going to have you do this periodically this semester, this play computer, whereby you have to analyze the data the way the computer would, given it, and that kind of forces you to understand what's going on with the computer and how it is analyzing it. So what I want you to do is show me the output you think would be generated on those four problems. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is go back to group SQL functions and spend the next half hour talking about group by, which is down here. Okay. Remember that our main purpose here is to have a large size database be able to be handled. So I want people to be able to request to see the data in a variety of ways, and I can use the select to give them what they need. Okay? So the select in this case is going to give me the state and the count of city from donor, and I'm grouping by state. So it went in and it counted how many records from Massachusetts, because I'm saying group by state. So it counted how many records from Massachusetts counted the cities. So it counted the cities, and there were four different records with the city in it. If there was any goals, it would have counted them. And then it found Rhode Island had two, and it gave me back those two things. Okay, now, notice in my select statement, I have the name of a variable, and it is state. And that matches with what I am going to group by. I'm saying group by state. So those match. If I try to write in here, select name, comma, state, okay, it would give me an error because name is not unique to the group. The name is a different name for everybody in the group. So if it's putting out one line for the group, how does it put out the name? Does it grab the first name? Sure. And it grabs the first name and puts it out, but that means the results are meaningless. Having one out of the four names show up for Massachusetts is meaningless. So you can only list the names of fields that you are working with in the group by. The group function can be up there because I am saying count, and that's a group function. So I'm saying go in and show me the state and the count, but note that the state is going to be grouped by state, so I'm only seeing one line for the state. So I'll see one line for the state, and it will contain the count. Okay? But if I try to put in other data, it doesn't work. Now, some versions of SQL will let you do it and then just give you garbage for results. Oracle doesn't let you do it. Okay, so I can't put the other things up there. So now the next one I am getting down and saying I want to do the same thing, but I'm saying where city is not equal to seekonk. Okay? So it is considering the where clause as it forms the groups. Okay? So it is considering the where clause as it forms the groups. So therefore, secant, anything with secant is not put in the group because I say we're city, not equal. Notice the ampersand explanation equal. That's not equal. So I'm saying select the state, count of the city for that state, where the city is not equal to secant. Okay, so anything with the city of Seacock is not going to show up. Okay. I can also throw in order by clauses. So I can say, go back to the first one and say order by state descending, and then my report becomes Massachusetts, Rhode Island. Okay. So I'm ordering it by state descending. So like everything else, the select statement can have a whole load of clauses on it that make it specific to your needs. I could also do the order by on the count. So in one of these, I said I wanted to order it by state. And the other one, I said I wanted ordered it by the count of city. Okay? So it is looking at the 4 and the 2 and doing the order by there. Okay. Now in the next one, I'm saying select state, contact, some of your goals, group by state, and then contact. So I am grouping by state and finding all of the Massachusetts. And then once I find all the Massachusetts, I'm grouping by contact. Okay, so if there are two records with the same contact, I will add up their year goal. So if there are two with the same contact, I will add up their year goal because I want the sum of the contact, but then I want to group by state in contact. So Massachusetts has two of the same contact, that will group. If Massachusetts has the contact and Rhode Island has the contact, it won't even notice that because it's grouping by state first and then on contact within the state. So John Doe in Massachusetts would not be considered the same as John Doe in Rhode Island. Okay? Because I'm grouping by state and then on contact. So state is the major thing that I'm grouping on. I'm grouping first on state and then on contact. Notice now that I am grouping on both state and contact, I can put both of those names in the select statement. So I can have both state and contact in the select statement. Because I'm grouping on both of those. Okay, now on the next one, I said select state contact from donor where contact is not John Adams. So John Adams will not be used in making the list. Okay, so John Adams will not be used when I make up the list.
Okay, now I want you to look at this line down below. A tricky part of grouping is where you can use the where clause and where you must use the having clause. My understanding is if you restrict prior to forming the groups, and let me get this out of the way just a little bit. if you restrict prior to forming the groups. Okay, so as I'm forming the groups, you can read that as I'm forming the groups. The where clause can be used. However, if you restrict the actual groups, then you use the having clause. Okay, so down here, I said, select state contact vehicle from donor, group by state and contact. So it will make the things that it is planning to put out that are grouped on state and contact within state. And then after the groups are formed, the having means after the groups are formed, it will check to see if there's any that don't have a some-year goal greater than 100. But the having is done after the groups are formed. So after the groups are formed, it will then check all the groups that it's got and make sure that it meets the criteria. And the criteria is here that some year goal is greater than 100. So it checks them all. Okay? You can't check some, looking at the example above, you can't check some while you're forming the groups. So you can't put that in the where clause, because the where clause is talking about while you're forming the groups, and you can't check a total while you're forming the groups. Okay? So the where clause restricts things as you're forming the groups. It restricts what goes into the groups. It can eliminate records from the groups. The having clause looks at the groups you formed and then can eliminate certain groups. Okay? So it's after the groups are formed that the having clause kicks in. And that's a tricky thing. And there are some way you can actually get away with probably doing it either way, but in this example it's very clear that the where cannot check the sum, but the having, which is done after the group's form, can check the sum. Okay? So I check the sum there. Questions? Then the next one comes up and says select contact, state contact, some year goal from donor. And I'm doing some elimination as I'm forming the group. So I'm eliminating John Adams. Okay? I don't want anybody with John Adams as the contact. So I'm eliminating him as the groups are formed. And then after the groups are formed, I'm saying now eliminate any group that is not greater than 100. So I'm eliminating John Adams while the groups are formed. Once the groups are formed, I can eliminate from the groups. Yes, no, maybe? Okay, there I am saying I want to group by state, but I didn't show the state. And that's fine. If I don't want to show it, I don't have to. It's probably more meaningful if I put in the state as well, but I didn't have to do it. And I said I want to figure out the average year goal by state, and then I want to show the minimum one. And then on the next one, I said I want to finish out the average year goal by contact within the state being first,
and then show the minimum of those. And so I'm showing the 50 as the minimum there, and 175 was the minimum. I could have shown the state and the contact as well on both of those. Or, well, I'm sorry, no, just the last one. On the second one, I the proof by state, I could only show the state.
So that is starting to get tricky. And these select clauses have a whole load of things you can put on them. This is one of the ones that is the most tricky, is using the where and the having, and remembering to use the having when you are eliminating groups that have already been formed. Okay, so where I eliminate while the groups are being formed. Once the groups have been formed, if I want to get rid of a group, I can do that with the having. Yes.
So basically, you can use a group function within the having, before the having?
I can't use a group function before that, yes. Right. But I can, I cannot use a group function before. Because the where has not completed the group function as I'm going along. The group function is when it's done. Okay. Okay, questions? Okay, that didn't take me as long as I thought it was going to take. So therefore, you have another 10 minutes that you can work on getting the assignment done that you were working on a few minutes ago. Okay. And that got us through the things I wanted to look at this week. And then we'll move on.
The first example is people in the industry can't move by employee number or any parameters of the different ones.
Say that again.
Can't move by employee number or name, right? Does the name is the same?
Right. If you group by employee number or name, why bother? Because they're unique. Right. The employee number is unique, the employee name is unique. Now, if the names weren't unique, you might try doing that, but I can't imagine why I'd want to.
But you could provide the rest of the job, mean that you're high at the salary position.
Right. And so I could have grouped if I wanted to, I didn't give these, but I could have grouped by department number if I wanted to. But as soon as I wrote the group by department number on here, I would have had to have taken all those fields off the select and just have the department number. So if I had a select department number and then sum of salary or something like that, I would have had to take all the other things off and just say select department number, sum of salary, if I'm going to do the group by department number.
Having always comes after groups?
Yes.
And where is always before group?
Yes. Somebody sent me an email. Remember, I said it at the end of class last time, and I wasn't sure that everybody got it. But if you want to back up one of your tables, which I put in here, how do you do that? Does anybody remember? No, that commits what you put in, but it doesn't give you a backup. By a backup, I mean a copy of the table. Okay, yeah. How do you get a backup of one of your tables?
Create a table.
Right.
And then you put as, well, you create add select attributes to it.
That's right. You say create. So with this back up on your tables, you're going to say create and make a new table name. And I frequently, if I'm backing up the donor table, I call it donor BK or something like that, so that I know what it is. In other words, I'm suggesting you make a rule, whatever your rule is, so that you know that donor BK is a backup of donor, as opposed to calling it backup 43. And then you have no idea what you're backing up, okay? So you would say, create donor BK as, and then you do a select. Now, if you want the whole table, you would say as select asterisk to donor. If you only want certain records in the donor, you can do that too. You can say select and you can list certain fields. If you just want to back up a certain field, you can also use a where clause in the select to only back up the records that have a year goal greater than 1,000 or something like that. Yeah. Inside the select. Yeah. Yeah. You can use everything that makes sense. I'm thinking some will make sense. Yeah, one you did it. So then I would back up. Whatever the select word selected will now be in this new table.
It's like abstraction.
Yeah. No, it's not really a folder. It's a backup of the table itself. A folder is more of a container. Okay.